Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're going to talk some Orioles. We have Ryan Ripken. Always good to talk to Ryan, especially after a sweep of the Chicago White Sox. So we're kind of happy to have finally a positive conversation. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Oh, good, Ed. How are you doing? You're driving the ship today.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty here. So I get to do, I used to do this for like the first 5 years of my career, all by my lonesome. Nice having a couple of people with you, though. So, yes, I am here. Rob's working, but he's having technical difficulties, so it's just me right now. Anyway, what do you think of this pitching staff when you had three guys have, you know, quality starts? Eflin goes 7, Morton goes 6 2/3, Kramer goes 6. All of a sudden, you get a strong outing, you know, 3 in a row like this.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm curious. I guess I'm Mr. Positive, but this, I just try to think of myself as a realist with this, right, Ed?
Yeah.
And it's simple things like this. One, winning is fun. Winning makes you feel good, and losing stinks. And when you lose, and you lose a lot, it can really bother you, but it's just in an instant. In one quick moment. Things can feel drastically different, and it starts with your pitching. If your starters go out there and go deep into a game, and it's close, and then you find a way to win that game, then you go, huh, that feels good. That was fun. And then you see someone else do it. All right, they did it. That's fun. Let me try to continue to match that. And then just as losing is contagious, winning can be contagious. Now, look. They did just beat the White Sox, so I'm not going to say that this is – they needed to win 2 of 3 or all 3 in this case, right? Like, mm-hmm. They had to. But I think there is something that needs to be said of building confidence and stacking those together. And to me, when you see guys go out there and give good outings, the team finds a way to win the close game, your perception, even just for a few days, can start to change because that can be contagious, and hopefully they can carry that as they hit the road.
Yeah, and exactly what you're talking about, it was kind of my next question. Because one of the things the players have been saying now, I talked about this earlier with Rob, there's a different vibe in the clubhouse over the last week. To me, that's important because I'm convinced, you know, I'm just convinced because sports is such a big component of any sport is mental and what happens between the ears. And I refuse to believe with all these incredibly talented guys we have, these first-round draft picks, these basically superstar players, you have a lot of all-stars in this team, that they all forgot to play baseball the same year. It just doesn't happen like that. And when you have a good vibe, what kind of a difference does it make in your on-field performance?
I mean, it's everything. I mean, Ed, I mean, we've talked about just life and outside of sports, the environment, the culture. When things go well, it's easy to do your job. It's easier to go out and find a way to get it done, right? It's when those moments hit you when the adversity happens. And that's why I always talked about with people, or what I've talked to people about is when you get into professional baseball, you don't get there because you're not talented, right? You don't get to the big leagues because you didn't have talent. When you get up there, it becomes how quickly do you adjust to the best of the best? And then mentally, how do you stay out of your head? And how do you fight through a game that's asking you to fail every single night? Even when you have a good game, you're still going to have some sort of failure, right? Pitching, hitting, you're going to, you know, like that's just the way it is. So, and it is contagious. I mean, I had a chance. There's two things I'll say with this. Greg Maddux, I read a great quote. And Greg was a, you know, mid-90s, low-90s, sometimes 80s pitcher. And he said, you know, I hear that baseball's 60% mental, so I focused on training the mental more. And I thought that was interesting. And then Matt Holliday, Jackson Holliday's father, played for 15 years, talked to him about his team probably had the most outrageous stretch of 2007. They won 20 or 21 of their last 22 games to make the playoffs and go to the World Series. And his thing was, guys, just we meshed at the right time, and we couldn't even explain it, but we couldn't be stopped, right?
Yep.
Things like that. You can't explain it, but it's a real thing, Ed. It's a real thing in sports and a real thing in life.
Well, I think Yogi Berra explained it best. 90% of the game is half his mental. The other half is physical. So, yeah. That's exactly how.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What is? Anyway, speaking of that, what do you think of Ryan Mountcastle's year so far? His power numbers are down, only two home runs. In the last 7 days, he's batting nearly .500. It seems like he's actually found his way, and it looks like Ryan Mountcastle again. He had 7 hits and 15 at-bats, three doubles, and two doubles turned into home runs shortly thereafter. And then he pulls a hamstring. So what's your assessment of what's going on with Ryan?
Well, I know what he's thinking. Is going, I'm finally getting hot,
and
I got to sit down and get cold. Mm-hmm. You know, and he might say some other words, Ed, but, you know, just like I would when you're playing, just because it's disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, and for Mountie, talk about the mental side. No doubt he's had his struggles. And I look at a guy, and people think I'm crazy when I say this, and I talked to Cedric Mullins about this because Seti and I are close and other guys on the team. Pure hitter, Ryan Mountcastle can do stuff that not a lot of Orioles can do. Like, I'd only say Gunnar Henderson can do, like, pure hitting skills. And it's been a battle for him for whatever the reasons could be, you know, and I think it's a lot more mental for him. But yeah, I think the hope is it's not long and he gets back on the field as soon as possible, because I think people are quick to forget when Ryan Mountcastle gets hot, this offense, just like Adley Rutschman, the team just feels different when they play well. So I'm hoping the best for Mountie. Really unfortunate, but, you know, that's kind of been like it's been for the O's this year. Someone gets hurt at an inopportune time, but no one's going to feel sorry for you. You just got to be ready when the time comes and he's back on the field.
Yeah, I you know, and people know who listen to the show. I'm friendly with his parents. They live in Sarasota, so I see them. I used to, you know, we go out for drinks and watch the games together and things like that. So I really like to see him continue to do well. So it really does kind of, I was hopeful when he got hot, he continued to get hot. What do you make of, I mean, I'm still not sure about this Yankees team. We're 14 games behind. I'm not fooling myself I'm going to catch the Yankees. But when you look around the American League, did you expect the Tigers to be this good?
I think people expected the Tigers to be better, right? But talk about a team that's riding a hot wave. They're playing with the most confidence, and their starting pitching is pretty good.
It's really
plus
good.
Plus their bullpen is very, very solid. So a team with confidence is a dangerous team. No team is more confident than Detroit. The Yankees, I got to give them a lot of credit. And it's not that the Yankees strike fear in you, but the Yankees, they have had a lot of injuries themselves, but they've had guys step up. I mean, Trent Grisham is having a phenomenal year. Obviously, Aaron Judge is looking to win another MVP. But, you know, the Yankees, I think this is the part that you still forget. The Orioles won the series earlier this year. The Orioles have won the season series against the Yankees. They match up well with them for whatever the reasons may be. So that's the beauty of it. Yanks are, you know, the Yanks should win the East. Like, they should. They have a huge lead. They should. But as far as the most dangerous team, it has to just, for me, be the Tigers, solely because they believe that they can go out and beat anyone in any different way, and that is a terrifying team that doesn't know how good that they can be, and they're already pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are. Surprised me. All I care is the Mets have one more win than the Yankees. That's all that matters in New York.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate it. How can people find you this week?
I'll be on Baltimore Baseball tonight. Got to figure, I think maybe tomorrow, and ripping it with Ryan on Friday there, and then I do my own show, Ryan Ripken Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll bother you next weekend.
All right, man. Great to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great Monday.
All right, you too. That was Ryan Ripken. I always like talking to Ryan. He knows the game. It's funny, he knows the players so well because he's a contemporary. Always fun to talk to him. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more Orioles. Steve Molesky next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.